Wanaka, good morning, LAB, Mr. Reggae. Joining us on the show now, we have Mount Aspiring College Principal Nicola Jacobson. Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thanks. Morena tato, Jack. Great to be here today.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Now, you are here to speak on a really important event to encourage parents of our community to join Rob Cope for Our Kids Online. It's happening this week on Thursday. Why does an event like this matter in our community?
Well, I think any child who is online, has a presence online, whether that be through gaming, they've got their own social media account, even just a really basic phone that they're using, there's a huge number of risks that they could be exposed to. And, you know, this generation, unlike any other generation before, there's people whose almost like their full-time job is to try and track young people, trick them, coerce them, form inappropriate relationships with them online. And it's really hard to think that that might be something that our young people are experiencing. So being aware of the risks, what to look out for, how to educate ourselves and our young people so that they have a safe and enjoyable experience online rather than being exposed to risks, I think is really important.
So this would be for anybody who possibly has a child or who works with children who have devices, or is there like an age limit that we're encouraging carers and parents to get involved in this?
I think due to the changing landscape of this type of issue, anyone who's online or supporting a young person, whether that be an aunt, uncle, parent, you know, even if you've got grandchildren that come and stay during the holidays, having an awareness of the types of issues they're facing and how to help them or support them if something does go wrong, I think is a great way to support young people. So I think it's for everyone, really.
As the only college in town, you of course have a big responsibility, and shout out to you and your incredible facility and your staff. What do you guys encourage your students to do when it comes to online safety? Because I know this is a conversation you've probably had many times with your students and staff.
I think it's all about age and stage and maturity and having the right information at the right time. And through the health program at school, we give students lots of tips and tricks about how to be safe online. But it depends whether or not that young person is ready for that when that content is delivered. It is also quite hard to get this content out to parents. So Rob coming along is a great way for parents to be a bit more involved in that conversation and have some of that education that young people have easy access to.
I hope this is information that these parents can take and go, oh, that wasn't jargon, I understand, and I can implement it today, because it's a really crazy world out there, and the youth and the kids of today are really facing something different that a lot of us have never really had to face before.
Oh, that's so true, Jack. I mean, I think about my own use of social media, and it's pretty much gardening and making sourdough.
Yes.
So, you know, my life online is really small and really limited. It's not something that I've had my entire life. So I have, you know, I have an appreciation for the types of pressures that young people might face or are exposed to due to online content. But, you know, what I experience is just a tiny, tiny fragment of what young people, you know, and their knowledge or their presence online or how they interact online. It's so different to what I do.
It's online is a scary world. And if you have kids, if you're a grandparent, a carer, if you know someone who could benefit from this, if you're just joining us, we have the Mount Aspiring College students. Oh, sorry. I normally have the students in. I have the principal with us today, Nicola Jacobson. Nicola, if people want to find out more information about the event happening this Thursday, is there a point of call? Is there a website? Where do you get tickets?
So if you look up Path Wanaka, so Path, I think it's a Google website, or email hello@pathwanaka.co.nz, you can find out about tickets and go from there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I know you're a busy person. Just doing what you do. So thank you so much, and great to connect with you.
Thanks, Jake.